the Chilkoot Trail is set to officially open to American hikers on the American side on June 1st. And KHNS's Henry Leisha checks in with Alaska State Senator Jesse Keel. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. The Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park and Parks Canada have teamed up to open up the U.S. side of the Chilkoot Trail to American hikers and explorers this summer. Parks Canada will begin taking reservations on April 27th for multi-day trips on the Chilkoot Trail starting on or after June 1st of this year. The fees are $20 for adults and $10 for kids under 18. Those fees will be cycled through to the U.S. National Park Service for trail maintenance and upkeep. Jason Verhaeghe is the Interpretation and Education Division Manager at Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park and says the trail is open year-round, but it is staffed and well-marked during the summer season. Verhaeghe imagines this summer will be an unusual opportunity to get on the trail without the typical volume of busy cruise ship seasons, even if American hikers are limited to the U.S. side.
I think some folks are thinking, how unfortunate, I can't do the whole trail. I'm looking at it as what a unique opportunity to be able to have the trail nearly to myself and be able to explore areas that I don't focus on in other years. Oftentimes, folks are thinking, I got to put my head down and charge as fast as I can because I've got such a busy cruise ship season to get back to.
This season, hikers can access the summit above the Golden Staircase, but that's where they'll have to turn around.
Even the warming shelter up on the pass is on Parks Canada land. There's a large stone monument indicating the history and the border crossing, and that is the end point.
Verhaeghe says there have been some recent upgrades at both Canyon City and Sheep Camp to enjoy.
Every one of those camps has something special to offer, so if folks want to spend their time at Canyon City and explore the new loop that the trail crew put in a few years back, that's quite beautiful. Or if you want to go to Sheep Camp and see the new warming shelter that was installed relatively recently.
According to trail foreman John Heinrichs, significant brushing will need to be done, and there are large areas of downed trees between Finnegan's Point and Canyon City. There's also potential avalanche danger between Pleasant Camp and the summit throughout the spring months. Heinrichs says he expects a temporary solution to the previous season's flood at the Beaver Ponds to be completed by June 1st, with a permanent solution connecting all of the boardwalks to be worked on later this summer. Heinrichs says the trails should be clear and ready for everyone by opening day. Before June 1st, the National Park Service does ask that hikers register prior to embarking on the trail for safety and data collection reasons, though no fees will be collected prior to June 1st. Day trips on the trail are free year-round. The Upper Lynn Canal has faced several transportation challenges over the past year. Local officials and stakeholders have been busy advocating to improve ferry service. KHNS's Henry Leisha checked in with State Senator Jesse Keel about a proposal to build a new ferry terminal 30 miles north of Juneau.
I wanted to ask you about this proposed Cascade Point ferry terminal. It sounds like some people have been reaching out to the mayor in Haines, trying to drum up support for this project. What can you tell me about this proposal and what do you think about it?
The Cascade Point proposal has a lot of potential. If we could have one of those Alaska class day boats do the Lynn Canal round trip in a single crew day, we would have a tremendous transportation improvement. We would have predictable times. You'd always know what time the ferry goes south or north. You could put some infrastructure in place and some services for walk-ons. there are also a lot of question marks before we know that that's a real thing. And the worst thing we could do is pull the trigger and say, build it today, we'll figure out whether it works tomorrow. That's a terrible approach. But because it has such potential, I have been pushing on DOT to get that analysis done, right down to the nitty-gritty. Does the Coast Guard agree that you could do it in a single crew day, or are you gonna have to double crew that vessel? Is it workable to pump out the Blackwater tank in Skagway, or would you have to bring her back to Auk Bay to empty the waste? You cannot leave people stranded at Cascade Point. If that's a requirement, just hang out for 2 hours while we round trip the bus, that's not workable. Are there answers to those things? I suspect there will be. I have continued to push on DOT, and they're starting to respond now. They are starting to move to get those answers on paper for us all to look at. I'm guardedly optimistic that this will be an improvement for everyone.
And then in terms of the funding for this project, from what I understand, they're hoping to fund it using money that was set aside for the Juno Access project?
Those dollars are there. And it's very important to me. They have come out of our region's share of about 10 years of capital budgets. It is very important to me that they be spent for improvements here in our region. What I don't want is for those funds to simply lapse to the general fund and become a slightly smaller draw on savings, but fizzle away and have no transportation infrastructure built with them in Northern Southeast.
That was State Senator Jesse Keel in conversation with KHNS's Henry Leisha. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.